Hello there. Would you like to go fishing? In our story today, Peter goes fishing. Come along. Jesus and his disciples are at Capernaum along the Sea of Galilee. A tax collector asked Peter if he and Jesus paid taxes. Peter was confused and said,
"What do you mean? Why, of course we pay tribute to Rome. I'll go tell my master right now. Master, master."
"Peter, you know that people who live in a country do not pay tribute money. The strangers who pass through are the ones who pay tribute, but we must get along with them. So you go down to the sea and cast out a line. Open the mouth of the first fish you catch, and there you'll find a coin to cover the taxes for both of us. Give it to them for me and for yourself."
"Yes, master, I'll go, and I'll do as you say. But in all of my fishing, nothing like this has ever happened. Well, here I am at the seashore. Zebedee, could I borrow your fishing pole? Thanks. Here we go. Out for a big one. Oh, something's biting. Watch out, fella. Whammo, I've got you. Come on in. Now let me look in your mouth. A beautiful coin. Money to pay the taxes. It's just as Jesus said. Look, everybody. A coin in the fish's mouth."
"Oh, look at that.
My Jesus told me it would be this way."
Wasn't that a good story? All Peter had to do was to obey his Lord Jesus. That's the way it is with us. Jesus offers us far more than enough money to pay our taxes. He offers us forgiveness for all our wrongdoings, everlasting life, a home with him in heaven, and many more blessings. But we have to do like Peter in the story and do what Jesus tells us to do. Jesus in his word is saying, as he stands outside the door of your heart, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I shall come in and dine with him and he with me." If you want to open your heart's door to Jesus, pray with me. "Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I love you. Thank you for dying on the cross and taking my punishment for all the wrong things I've done. Forgive me. Thank you for giving me everlasting life. Amen."